kids, phone the neighbors, call in the pets. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Classic Hair Cleaners, South Park Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do, and by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. This week on the Brenham Sports Line, we're talking Brenham Cubbett softball on the Brenham Sports Line. And props going out to Heine Manush and his all-star band, and as always in studio, our Sportsline mascot, Mookie the Rabbit Badger, as we bring you another week of the Brenham Sportsline Sports Talk with a local attitude. Brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Hair Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And as always, the Brenham Sports Line can be seen on our website. It can be heard on our website, kwhi.com, but also can be seen, everybody wave, on our Facebook page, KWHI's Facebook page, as the players are here in the house. And you can check it all out on our Facebook page. This is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Cubettes have begun the playoffs, and we'll talk with the Cubett players and more about how everything went this past week and the coming series with College Station and the series as a whole, and a whole lot more, all coming up. And we'll also have some open phones a little later on, all tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, right after these words from our Sports Line sponsors.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Hair Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Hair Cleaners. Classic Hair specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Right here on KWHI, brought to you by Budweiser and by Classic Hair Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham. And I am joined in studio by members of the Brenham Cubett softball team as they are gearing up for their area route playoff against College Station High School coming up this Friday and Saturday, and members of the Cubettes in studio with us. And again, a reminder, you can see the show on our website, on our Facebook page, Facebook Just go to KWHI, just like watching television. There you go. And as I mentioned, the Cubettes are here. They just got off the practice field, and we've got five members of the Cubettes with us, members of the senior class, and we'll just start to my left, and y'all introduce yourselves one at a time, and let us know who's here in the house.
Annie Cangelosi.
Megan Morris.
Sally Cangelosi.
Brett Coring.
Shay Harris.
All right, and welcome to the show. And first, let's just start with Annie. And first of all, how excited are you guys to get things going here in the playoffs? You guys got the playoffs started this past week in pretty exciting fashion.
Yeah, I'm so excited. You know, after winning in the way that we won, you know, I'm just so excited to get back out on the field and try to do the same thing against College Station.
And this past weekend, the games against Rouse, didn't know what to expect. Talk about the way things went, the way you guys were able to really pull away and win those games pretty handily.
Yeah, I mean, I have all the confidence in our team, but I'm going to be honest, I didn't expect us to go out and win as big as we won, but we just hit the ball and just didn't stop till the end, so high score a lot of runs.
And you mentioned you guys went out and scored a lot of runs. It seemed like every time that they made a mistake, you guys jumped on it. If they booted a ball, if they made an error, if they might have thrown to the wrong base, it seemed like you jumped on it and made them pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you win ball games. You have to capitalize on their mistakes and then try not to make mistakes in return, and that's how we won.
All right, and what was it like to start the playoffs like that, you know, without having to take a game down to the last inning, last at bat, maybe a little more comfortable than you expected?
Yeah, I get nervous all the time. I get so nervous, so like, having, you know, like a 10-run cushion is like just means everything to me, because I get so, my nerves just go away. And I mean, like, winning that big against a team of like Rouse, you know, it definitely kind of like sends a message to all the other teams in playoffs and, like, you know, shows them that, like, we're the real deal.
All right, and now you've got College Station coming up. What about their ball club? What do you know about them?
We don't know much, which I'm fine with. I always like going into games not expecting anything, but we've heard that they're fast. They can steal a lot of bases, but, I mean, it's a good thing that we have a really good catcher who can gun them down.
All right.
Shout out to Kat.
All right. And thanks an awful lot.
Thank you.
All right. And, Meg, talk about this this past weekend. Winning the way you did, you guys came out, scored a lot of runs. How did it feel to kind of, I won't say get comfortable, but at least you had a lot of run support and were able to just kind of, enjoy yourself out there in the circle?
Yeah, well, when we start off, like, playoff wins like that, and we start, like, scoring runs and a lot, it just makes the game, like, so much fun, and you just, I don't know, just such, like, so much excitement when you're with, like, your teammates, and, like, especially, like, when we're up that far, and then we just go in, we just, like, play the game, and we're, like, we don't worry, it's just, like, LJHF, we're just having fun, you know what I'm saying?
All right, and talk about the playoffs. How's the playoffs different than is the approach any different than during the regular season?
We've said it before, we're just going one game at a time. You know, we had a really tough district, and I think in playoffs we're going to see a lot of tough teams, but just one game at a time.
You mentioned tough district. How did the district prepare you for for the playoffs?
Well, considering we got to play Willis three times, they were probably, like, our toughest team. It just, like, helped me, like, locate where I need to put my pitches and, like, what I need to do differently and just, like, help me get prepared for it.
All right. And what's going to be the most important thing when you guys play College Station now, maybe a little tougher team than you played this past weekend?
We just need to be, like, strong all the way around, like, defense, hitting, like, no weak parts, just strong all the way through.
All right. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. And Sally, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. And talk about the season so far. What's it been like?
You know, at the beginning, we had kind of a rougher patch, but I think we've definitely picked it up and kind of found our stride, I guess. Kind of picked it up.
And as you as I mentioned earlier, you guys have played a very tough district. How did that prepare you for the playoffs?
Well, like when it comes to like round four, round five in state, we're going to be playing like the toughest, you know, like teams in the state. And I feel like we've already played a few of those in our district. And we also might face some of our like district opponents further on in playoffs. So I think it helped us a lot.
And what's been the key this season? What's been what's been really clicking for the team this year?
No, it's already been said, but we're just having fun. You know, every time we go out for practice, we just enjoy hanging out with each other. You know, it's kind of just like a social activity for me, at least. You know, I'm out there to get better, but I like getting to talk to all my friends too.
All right, and this group, this senior class, this group, you guys have been together for a long time. Mm-hmm. What's it been like playing with this same group year in and year out?
You know, it's been fun for the most part. Sometimes we get tired of each other, but I know, like, once it's all over, I'm going to miss them a lot.
All right, and thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having us.
All right, and next up is Brett, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
All right, and talk about the season so far. How much fun has this run been so far?
It's been really fun. We've had a lot of fun just playing ball and doing what we enjoy most. Some of us have... This is our last season, so and five of us seniors are going on to play college ball, and we're enjoying playing our last season together. And then as a team, the underclassmen, it's the last time we'll get to play with them. It's just really exciting.
All right. And as far as moving on to the next round to round, what's been the most important thing about your approach towards each round of the playoffs?
We've said it all season. We just need to take everything one game at a time. College Station's going to be tough. They have a freshman pitcher committed to Texas. She's a rise ball pitcher, and we just need to focus on swinging at strikes and not chasing pitches that aren't strikes, and just playing our ball, not making errors, not making mistakes. Just focus on one game at a time and hopefully win the first two.
And how important was it to the first series? How important was it to play well? You guys dominated those first two ball games of the playoffs. And how important was it to play your best?
Well, it was definitely important. I feel like a lot of teams underestimated us because like Sally said, I think it was Sally. We kind of started the season off rough, and so we have lost more games than we should have. So going in, a lot of teams underestimate us, and we have a ton of talent on this team. And when we're playing to our toughest potential, we are almost unbeatable. So we came to play, and I think that we kind of put our foot down and showed them that we're here to play, and other teams see it too. Because Rouse is not a bad team, in my opinion.
All right. The most fun about this season? What's as far as just the most enjoyable part of it?
I would say bus rides. We have a ton of fun on bus rides. Some of my favorite memories are on bus rides. This year we were playing a song and the beat dropped and Meg was like, "Ready, guys?" And she bent down and then came up and hit her head on the top of the bus, and it was the funniest thing. Probably one of my favorite memories all year. And we just had a ton of fun memories on those, and that's probably been my favorite part of the year, is just having fun on the bus. So.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
And Shay, how about you? What's been the most fun that you've had so far this season?
Oh, gosh. Okay. I would honestly probably say bus rides as well. And, you know, games are always fun. But the bus rides, I think that really just shows our personality. Like, if you know anything about this team, we're always singing and, like, dancing and goofing off. So I think that that's really, like, that's what kind of keeps us calm and, you know, just lets us loose.
All right. And I've noticed, you know, when you guys are getting ready for the ball games, a few dance steps. Who's the best dancer on the team?
I would say Kat. Kat Marshall. She's a good dancer.
How dare you?
So shout out to Kat again.
All right. And now, as far as on the field, what's been the key to your success this year so far?
The coaches have said it several times. Like, they say defense saves games and offense wins it. So I think that we've played a lot of tough teams this year, and our defense has been lights out for the most part, and hitting has been no exception either. So a little bit of both, I guess.
All right. And what's it going to take to keep going now, to take it to the next round?
Definitely stay focused in practice and, you know, focus on our goals. We write goals every game day, and we focus on what we need to do. And I think that mental side of the game is what's really going to push us far.
And talk a little bit about the two games that we saw this last week, and that we've seen from this team a number of times this season. It seems like it seems like you're kind of like sharks. When you take, when you see blood in the water, you go for it. I mean, when they make there was an inning in that first game where two outs, nobody on, they made an error. And all of a sudden, boom, 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 and we scored seven runs in that inning. Talk about that approach that, when you guys see blood, you go for it.
I think that we're really, really good about seeing opportunities and jumping on them whenever, especially when they make mistakes. But also, hitting is contagious. So one person gets a hit, and it just, like, carries over into the whole lineup. And that, you know, ups the hype and, you know, keeps us going.
All right, and as the teams, as the competition gets tougher, what's going to be the key as you move along and keep facing tougher and tougher teams each round?
I would say discipline. We have some trouble with some upspin pitchers at times, so I think that staying disciplined, hitting strikes, and not getting caught up in, whatever round it is or who we're playing. It's just like playing our ball, like Brett said.
All right, Shay, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, who's the helper behind you there?
It's Avery Maurer.
Yeah, we gotta get Avery on. Avery's hiding. Avery's hiding.
Avery dances on the bus too.
Is she a good dancer?
And she sings, yes.
All right. All right, well, good deal. Well, we got Coach Maurer is here, and we're going to talk with Coach here in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break, hear from some of our sponsors, and when we come back, more with the Brenham Cadets here on the Brenham Sports Line.
Let's say you suddenly need to see a doctor. Maybe you're feeling under the weather, or you have a bug that you can't seem to shake. Or worse, maybe your child has come down with something. Point is, you know you need to see a doctor. But how do you go about choosing the primary care doctor that's right for you? You'll want a clinic that's nearby, and it'll have to accept your insurance plan. Well, look no farther than Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics. With numerous locations throughout the area, you'll find them everywhere you are. You'll also find something that other clinics don't have, the Baylor Scott & White Health name. That means each clinic is part of a large network of physicians, specialists, and advanced technology. We even make it possible for you to manage your care with our online patient portal. Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics have multiple locations, many with extended hours to fit your needs. And we accept most insurance plans. So when you need medical care, choose Baylor Scott & White Health. Visit bswdocs.com to find the location nearest you.
For 127 years, Brenham has celebrated Mayfest. German costumes, German music and dancing, German food, and German soda water. Hear what's going on even when you're not there when you tune into KWHI 1280 during the Saturday parade and the May Festival on Friday and Saturday. These live broadcasts and reports are brought to you by Tielemann Construction, Stegett Tielemann Plumbing, Sonic Drive-In, Uniques, and Cruzy Village. Enjoy yourself the German way at the Brenham Mayfest.
Back to the Brenham Sports Line. Sports Talk with a local attitude here on KWHI. Sports Talk at Bothell. And now the studio is cleared out quite a bit. It's just three of us now here in the studio, and joining me is Coach Jamie Maurer. And Coach, first of all, congratulations winning the bi-district round. You guys are moving on, and at this time of the season, it's about one thing, that's win, that's survive in advance.
Absolutely, one game at a time, and thanks. It was a big win for us last week. I think it shows a lot about the potential of our team, and it was good to get that one behind us. It's good to have a couple of days of practice. You know, last week was a little bit of an emotional roller coaster with the three-way district tie and having to play that out and then determine to see who we were going to play. And it was a fast-paced week, so it's good to have a couple of days this week to slow things down a little bit, like at practice today, get a few back to a few basics and truly prepare for the week ahead.
And I know that Leo, last week was crazy, and not play. I know you wanted to play. You wanted to play on Tuesday, but having that extra day off, I would imagine, probably helped a little bit.
It did. It did, and especially the type of game we had on Monday. Mm-hmm. You know, being such a emotional game as well, or a tight game, a 1-0 game, 0-0 going into the eighth inning. You know, lots of tightness, pressure, tense. You know, I know some of the girls were sore the next day, and not because they were out of shape, but just because of, you know, what they were doing under the amount of pressure they felt. So, but you're right. We would have loved to have been playing Tuesday, but yet to have that day off, I think, did help us prepare and let the girls get a little bit of rest going into the playoff on Thursday.
And the two games with Rouse, a couple of convincing victories. Talk about the way the team played this past week, Thursday and Friday.
You know, very proud of them. We came in, we had played them in preseason, felt like we should have beat them the game that we did see them in the tournament, but things happened and it didn't turn out that way. I was pretty confident knowing that we would be able to hit the ball if we came out and were swinging like we could. But also knew that they had some great hitters on their team, and their numbers showed it. And you've got to kind of consider, you know, we've said it all along, we play in what I feel is one of the toughest districts in the state, and so that's fully prepared us, I feel, for anything we come through. And I don't know exactly what all they faced in their district, so I don't know what all those numbers were reflecting. But we knew they'd hit the ball, we knew we had to play good defense, and we knew that we had to come out on top, and we did that every night. Really proud of, you know, the way Meg pitched. She was able to keep them off balance a little bit and be able to stay in control, and I felt dominate on the mound, and our defense played, you know, lights out behind her.
All right, and as you move along now you've got College Station this next round, and obviously it's going to be a little tougher competition than the last round. What do you expect from College Station?
You know a little bit about them. We know that they've got a strong pitcher. She's a freshman. She's averaging quite a few strikeouts a game. They've got a couple of hitters that seem to be putting the ball in play pretty good. Kind of one of the key things that stands out, they've got 75 stolen bases on the year. And so fast team is what that tells me. And so, you know, that's part of what we started really focusing on at practice today, is looking at, you know, pickoffs as well as stolen bases, or, you know, make sure Kat's arm was good to go at that catcher circle, and just talking those little things of little ways that we need to make sure we're staying on top if they get runners on. And just also the importance of getting those leadoff runners out and not giving them the opportunities to move runners a base at a time.
And as things are, you know, as you hit the postseason, what are some of the things you feel that are most important that the team is picking up on? The thing that having a senior-laden team like this that they realize they need to do now that you're into the postseason?
We've talked about it a little bit, you know, making sure we don't want to spend too much time at practice on the little things, but yet we've got to be able to do the little things right, because it carries over the routine things that can get very monotonous. We still need to do those, and the girls know that, and just knowing that that's a part of it, we get it done, and then we move on. And, you know, we try to add in little competitive things. They're a very competitive group. They want to win every time. Try to put in some little things like that, but still we need to see the daily cuts, and we need to get in the T work, and we need to do those things that have made us successful to that point. And sometimes that can be challenging, especially like this week. We got 4 days, you know, before we technically play a game again. So on a coaching end, that's, you know, we've kind of got to get creative and do some different things to keep the girls in it and not let them get bored. But again, and you saw the group that was in here, they're all great friends. They love to be out there. They're best friends one minute and they fight like sisters the next, and then they're all hugging again. So, they're a really fun group to be around, and we've pulled a few more in to come along with us in the playoffs, and it's just a great group to be with. So, you know, just that mental part of the game too is, I think we've talked about that with them as far as, you know, there's a lot of teams with skill that are going into the playoffs that they've got what it takes skill wise, but you get to a point where it almost becomes more who can win the mental game. So we're trying to make sure that we are in it mentally and disciplined and doing what we need to do at the right times.
And also you have a number of sophomores on your team. This is their first experience in a playoff situation like this. Is that good or bad? Because a lot of coaches are like, hey, they've never been in the playoffs, so they don't have the pressure. They're just mm-hmm. going to go out and...
I think these girls have played enough ball that they don't feel the pressure as much. Mm-hmm. I really do. You know, they've been in some high-stakes games. They played high competition. You know, I felt like our game against Willis last Monday felt like almost a state championship game. Just because we put a lot of pressure on it, there was a lot riding on it as far as into the playoffs. And in the way we played it, it was like being at a state championship game. So they played in those games. I don't feel right now that the pressure... that they're feeling it too much. I really don't. I think that they've played enough ball and are confident enough in themselves that they they're riding it pretty good.
And as you get ready for this this next round, the camaraderie of this team, this group, you know, you talked about it. They're like sisters. This senior group, they've played together for so long. Obviously, they're not going to want this thing to end. So what's it like being around this group that has been part of, they've been teammates for so long on all-star teams and mm-hmm. select teams?
Well, it helps because they know not only each other's play on the field, they know each other's personalities. They know when one's having a bad day, maybe it's just better we leave her alone, or maybe it, you know, so they know how to, sometimes better than the coaches do, how to work or talk with one another, and you know, they're each other, like I said, they're each other's biggest fans, not meaning they always get along, and we have our tiffs at times, but it's great the way they're able to get over it, and then when it's game time, you know, they're, like I said, they're each other's number one fans, and if something happens and they're not successful at the plate, they want the next person to be successful, because, you know, that's going to then help them get up again as well, so... they're a fun group, like you said. They played together for a long time, and they want to go out with a bang. You know, they set some goals at the very beginning. They want to remember. They want to have their own legacy, and so they're working on building that right now, and I think they're doing a great job.
And the way the playoff is set up, it's the first game is in College Station on Friday night. Next, Saturday here at Alumni Field. How important is it to go to College Station and to come back here with a win, to get that first game under your belt on the road like that? How important will that be?
That will be huge. You know, again, I think they're a primarily one-pitcher ball club, and I think if we can get a win on them there, it's going to be hard for them to recover, especially with our hitters that we have. Not that it can't be done. But, you know, I think it'd be, you know, that Friday night game is going to be huge for us, and I think we're going to be ready. I love to play at home, but I'm going to be honest, our girls play Get Done, and usually game time, they're not ready to play. So I'm glad for our sake that it's played out the way it has as far as going there Friday and being here home on Saturday, hopefully with a stand full of green and lots of fans, and hopefully we can take care of it with just one game on Saturday.
And one thing that we saw in Rockdale is that we traveled pretty well. It was almost like a home game that Thursday night game, because the crowd was just so green.
Right.
The crowd on our side was amazing.
Yes. You know, our parents are always very supportive families, and then we've got, you know, lots of community members as well as administration and teachers and stuff that are fully supportive of our girls, and I think that's just part of the community that we're in and blessed to be a part of, and they've also always been very supportive, and there's a bunch of people who have heard a little bit about these girls and want to see them in action, so
Hopefully we can get, you know, all kind of fans, not only in College Station on Friday, but also have them come out on Saturday and see what all we've got.
And one thing that we noticed when we were watching the game, the second game on Friday, we were watching game two. We saw sitting in the stands on the first row of the stands, right behind you, Reynado. Now, was there any inclination to kind of turn and say any advice, guys?
Well, I remember there was one play where I think I gave a bunt and we didn't get it down, and so I don't even remember who was up, and so I thought, you know, I'm just gonna let her hit, and she didn't. So I think it was a foul, but something happened. But I could just see them shaking their heads because they were a firm believer of runner at first, nobody out, you bunt them over. So that I guess I didn't probably get a lot of approval for that call, but you know. That's okay. It's okay. It's fun to see them there and see them supporting the girls because, you know, they've been through it as well. So
right.
It's a fun thing.
All right. Well, Coach, we appreciate it. And we look forward to Friday and Saturday in College Station Friday night and Saturday afternoon at Alumni Field. And looking forward to it. And let's see what we can do with College Station. And
all right. Sounds good.
As the late, great Jim Valvano said, survive in advance.
You got it. You got it. Okay. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. And this is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. And we'll have open phones when we come back here on the Brenham Sports Line.
ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
A 21-year-old University of Texas Austin student brought a knife to campus and attacked four men near the gym, says UT Austin Police Chief David Carter.
We had a total of four victims. One, unfortunately, is deceased. The other three are currently receiving treatment.
The police chief says the young alleged attacker is in custody. A clergyman who rejects modern medicine again faces a criminal charge related to his granddaughter's death from pneumonia less than 2 weeks after the prosecution was thrown out in Berks County, Pennsylvania. A forensic pathologist says the girl had a highly treatable case of pneumonia. The pastor's lawyer calls the charge disappointing. Agents working in immigration checkpoint in southern Arizona say they stopped a hearse and found 67 pounds of marijuana inside a mahogany coffin. Estimated street value of more than $33,000, say Border Patrol officials. The hearse carrying the casket was stopped on a state highway near the town of Tombstone. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Noelle Buffum, and this is your KWHI local news update. A former Caldwell substitute teacher who was arrested in 2014 on charges of an improper relationship with a student is back in police custody. 25-year-old Jocelyn Ray Doyle of Caldwell was arrested Friday for failure to display a license, giving a false identity, resisting arrest, and for a number of warrants issued out of Burleson County. In December of 2014, Doyle turned herself into police after she was accused of having an improper relationship with a student. Over $1.9 million in building permits were issued for the city of Brenham during the month of April. The largest building permit issued was to Ellis Custom Homes, LLC, for $578,000. Stylecraft Builders, the company planning on building a new housing development off of Highway 36 in Brenham, was issued two permits for new residences, totaling nearly $200,000. The Washington County Commissioner's Court will discuss a number of variance requests before entering into executive session during their meeting on Tuesday. The commissioners will hold a closed meeting to discuss personnel matters relating to the Washington County Sheriff's Office. Any action from that executive session will be taken place during open session. And the Brenham School Board is holding a workshop today to discuss the preliminary 2017-2018 budget information. The workshops are held each year to familiarize the school board with current financial data. The board is also hearing an update on the district's new Early Childhood Learning Center. In early March, the school board announced their plans to repurpose the old Alton Elementary campus into the Childhood Center. The center will consolidate Brenham ISD's pre-K programs into one location. A look now at our friendly country weather forecast. Sunny today with a high near 87 degrees. Then tonight it's clear skies with a low near 59. This has been your local news update on KWHI, where the news comes first.
Hi, this is Sam Klepper, 2017 Junior Mayfest King, and I want to invite you to the Mayfest Parade held Saturday, May 6th, starting at 10:30 a.m. You won't want to miss the great bands, exciting costumes, and amazing floats parading the streets of downtown Brenham. Be sure to join us at Fireman's Park afterwards for a festival featuring fun for the whole family, including German folk dancers and a homebrew contest. Mayfest Parade held Saturday, May 6th, starting at 10:30 a.m.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the Houston Astros baseball games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham, brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, DDM Pipe and Steel, Cruzy Village, Caldwell's Chemdry, J5 Tractors, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, and Fireplaces, etc. Please support our Astros sponsors, and for Astros baseball, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280, your Houston Astros connection.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude here on KWHI, and brought to you by Classic Hair Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything you do, and Budweiser, Mike Hopkins distributing your Anheuser-Busch products. I want to thank Coach Maurer and the members of the Cubettes for joining us tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. And again, you can check it out by going to our Facebook page. Go to Facebook and check out KWHI, and you can see our interview with the Cubettes right there on our Facebook page. So check it out, and you'll be able to hear Cubette softball and Cub baseball on KWHI and KWHI.com. In fact, we will tell you that Cub baseball will kick things off Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock when the Cubs take on Georgetown Eastview. Game one of their best 2 out of 3 in Mumford. It's 4 o'clock first pitch, 3:30 pregame, right here on KWHI and KWHI.com. And then we'll be back in Mumford Saturday morning, 11 o'clock first pitch, 10:30 pregame. Now we will begin our broadcast on KWHI.com. All right. Now, and then we will be on AM 1280 following the Mayfest Parade. We will have our coverage of the Mayfest Parade beginning at 10 o'clock. And then once the Mayfest Parade is over, we will then switch to our live coverage of the baseball game. We will join the game in progress on KWHI. We will also have the baseball game live from its beginning on KWHI.com. So check it all out. And then, if necessary, Game 3 will be a half hour after Game 2. But Cubs are hoping win 2 in barbecue. They're hoping. And set with Georgetown Eastview, best 2 out of 3. Meanwhile, the Cubettes are getting ready for College Station. Now, both teams swept their series. The Cubettes were winners over Leander Rouse, 2-0, while College Station defeated White House, 2-0. And the Cubettes will take on College Station Friday night, 7 o'clock, at College Station High School on KWHI and KWHI.com. And then Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock at Alumni Field in Brenham, 2:30 pregame on KWHI and KWHI.com. Game 3, if necessary, will follow Game 2 by about half an hour. So that's our That's our plan of attack for the baseball and softball playoffs coming up this weekend. Of course, Friday and Saturday. And, of course, we will also be broadcasting around our coverage of Mayfest going on on KWHI and, of course, throughout Brenham. The parade Saturday morning in downtown Brenham. 10 o'clock our broadcast begins, 10:30 the parade gets underway. And we'll have that for you. Blake and Craig will be broadcasting the parade live. And, of course, we'll have reports from the May Festival grounds Friday and Saturday on KWHI and KWHI.com. Open lines, 836-9937, 836-9937. Give us a call, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Give us a call. Open lines. You want to talk about the Cubettes? You want to talk about the Cubs? We'll talk about it. You want to talk about the Burton Panther baseball team? They're playing Mumford right now. Their regular season finale as they are getting ready for the playoffs. And let's go to the phones. And good evening. You're on the Brenham Sports Line.
Good evening. How you doing, Sports Bot?
Doing good, my friend. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, man. But I was calling your Sports Doc to see on this track team, did anybody from Brenham go to the state?
On the Cubettes, Meredith Clayton is going. She won the regional championship in the 3200, and she is going to run the 3200 at the state. So she is going to represent Brenham at state. Mm-hmm. She is the only one this year.
Oh, the 4x1 didn't go from the Cubettes? They didn't make it?
No, did not make it. They finished 10th. They finished 10th.
They must have had a fast field over there.
Yeah, they turned in a time of 49.22.
49.22. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So they finished 10th. And no one from the Cubs qualified for state, but Coach Newman was on the show earlier this year and said it was a very young team, and they're building, and this could be a very strong team next year and the year after.
Right.
Right now there's just a lot of youngsters on this team, and so we're gonna see. I think the best thing to come from the Cubs in the near future, and the Cubettes have quite a few young athletes. They have a number of seniors that did well at the region, and but they do have quite a few young athletes that are expecting some big things from in the future.
They must really have a fast field on that. The Cubettes didn't have their best day. They run a 49.
Yeah, 49.22. Yeah.
Ooh, that's pretty fast, though. But man, that field must was really fast.
Yeah, it was a strong field.
The Blazers over there.
It's a strong field, I'll tell you.
I see.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But that's all I wanted. I just wanted to find out did who our winner. Did anybody go to? Did anybody make it to the state?
Mm. Right. So yeah, Meredith Clayton is going to run the 3200.
Had one to make it.
Yeah, state. So. All right.
All right, Sports Doc. Thanks for the information. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937, here on the Brenham Sports Line. Astros baseball coming up at 6:45. Astros going to be going up against the Texas Rangers. The Silver Boot Series kicks off for 2017. Astros and the Texas Rangers. And, boy, two teams that are going in opposite directions. Astros playing very well right now. Rangers struggling, to say the least. They're just they're having troubles. They've got injury problems. And the guys who are playing, not a lot of them living up to their billing. But the Astros right now, they're playing good ball. Key to the Astros right now, they're getting great pitching, and they're hitting home runs. They're not hitting for average. They're not getting a lot of hits or scoring a lot of runs, But they're hitting home runs. Every night you're seeing a couple of guys with solo home runs, and they're winning ball games behind their pitching and the long ball. And the Astros and the Rangers coming up. And again, that's at 6:45, 7:05, or 7:10 first pitch on KWHI and KWHI, or on KWHI. There you go. Rockets begin their next round of the playoffs against the San Antonio Spurs. Can the Rockets finally get past the San Antonio juggernaut? We'll find out. Game one is tonight, 8:30 on TNT. NBA playoffs yesterday, Boston opened up beating Washington 123-111, game one of their series. Boy, the poster children for underachievers, the LA Clippers, again, knocked out in the first round by Utah, 104-91. Jazz win the series 4-3, and just more disappointment for Clipper fans. Clippers, they did have some injury problems. Don't get me wrong, they had injury problems, but they were also a lot better team than they showed in that series against Utah. They were awful yesterday. And Utah gets the win. They move on. The Clippers, another disappointing finish. Utah moves on, and they will be the sacrificial lamb for Golden State at the next round. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937 here on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about the draft? Want to talk about the NFL draft? We will be more than happy to talk to y'all about the draft. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. And taking a look at what the Texans and the Cowboys did in the draft. Now, the Texans, as everybody knows in that first round, pulled the big trade. They felt they needed a quarterback, and with some of the big names going off the board in a hurry, the first two quarterbacks gone in the first 10 picks, felt they needed to trade up. So they made a deal with Cleveland, sent their first-round draft pick next year to Cleveland, and the Texans get Deshaun Watson of Clemson. A lot of people feel that he is the most NFL-ready right now to play. But in the long run, will he be the answer for the Texans? Well, we'll find out. Deshaun Watson of Clemson, who led them to a national championship, he is the newest quarterback, newest member of the Texans. Now, he will start out by backing up Savage, but how long will it be before Deshaun Watson gets his start? Probably not long. Savage has had a tough time staying healthy. So I got a feeling we're going to see Deshaun Watson sooner than later. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937 here on the Brenham Sports Line. Texans addressing other needs at linebacker. Zach Cunningham out of Vanderbilt. Dante Foreman, the running back from Texas, is going to give him some depth in the backfield. Julian Davenport, offensive lineman out of Tiny Bucknell. But this guy is a hoss. 6'7", 320 pounds. Julian Davenport, he is one of those offensive linemen that, as they say, blocks out the sun. Carlos Watkins, defensive tackle out of Clemson, part of that national championship team. He knows how to win. Trenton DeCoud, the cornerback out of Oregon State. Some folks thought they might go defensive back a little earlier than that, but waited until the fifth round to go DB. And then Kyle Fuller, offensive lineman out of Baylor. And he's big. He's big. 6'6", 320-pound center for the Baylor Bears. Meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys, I don't know, the guy's a good player. Obviously, he's a first-round draft pick in the NFL draft, but they went and got a guy named Taco. You gotta like that. You gotta like that Dallas has a guy named Taco. Taco Charlton, defensive end out of Michigan, 6'6", 280 pounds. They felt that was one of their key needs. Defensive backs and pass rushers. They needed somebody that can get in the face of the throwers, and they feel Taco Charlton may be the guy. He was available late in that first round. He becomes a Dallas Cowboy. Shadobe Awuzie, defensive back out of Colorado. Jordan Lewis, cornerback out of Michigan. Xavier Woods, safety out of Louisiana Tech. Marquez White, defensive back out of Florida State. All picks by the Cowboys to try and help shore up that defensive backfield. Took hit by losing three starters, but also the guys are losing weren't that great anyway. So we'll see if they can improve on their defensive backs from last year. Small, quick wide receiver out of North Carolina, Ryan Switzer, just 5'9". He's a burner. Not a real big guy. He's not gonna make you forget. Chad Johnson, he's little. He's quick. Only 175 pounds. But Ryan Switzer, fourth-round draft pick. They also went, tried to get some more help on the defensive line. Joey Ivey, kid out of Florida, 6'3", 300-pounder. Noah Brown, there's your more average-size wide receiver, 6'3", about 220 pounds. And Jordan Carroll, defensive end from Colorado. The final pick by the Dallas Cowboys. So there you have it. And of course now the signing of the undrafted free agents, get guys to come on out and try out for the team. So the draft is over, and now time to start thinking about the mini camps, and that's the next thing on the minds of football fans as the Texans and the Cowboys continue to get ready for the start of the 2017 season, which is just a couple of months away. Just a couple of months away. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. Here on the Brenham Sports Line, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Open lines here on the Brenham Sports Line.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer. When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Here on the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude, and of course we'll take your phone calls, open lines for the next couple of minutes. We got just a couple of minutes left. 836-9937, 836-9937. A couple of former Blinn Buccaneers drafted in the NFL draft. Former Buck wide receiver Dede Westbrook selected 110th overall, fourth round, out of the University of Oklahoma by the Jacksonville Jaguars. And former Buccaneer running back Devontae Mays. And he's fun to watch. He was selected in the seventh round, 238th by the Green Bay Packers out of Utah State. So Devontae Mays and Dede Westbrook, drafted in the National Football League, Devontae Mays. We'll see. Seventh-round draft picks, usually a long shot to make it in the NFL, but we'll see. He may get some special teams work in for the Packers. Going to be interesting to see what happens with Dede Westbrook. Westbrook was a first-team All-American at Blinn. Went on to win the 2016 Biletnikoff Award, finalist for the Heisman, slipped in the draft. A lot of people feel because of problems with his attitude, but the problems with the law. He's been in trouble, assault charges in the past. He's got a very checkered past, has had run-ins with authority, and so slipped. A lot of people thought if he had kept his nose clean, probably could have gone by the second round, but slipped to the fourth round. We'll see if he cleans up his act a little bit with the Jacksonville Jaguars. The numbers are there. The numbers are there. All-American in 2014 for Blinn, catching 76 passes for 1,487 yards and 13 touchdowns. And in 2 years at Oklahoma, 2,267 receiving yards, 21 touchdowns. Devontae Mays ran for 557 yards on 57 carries, 3 touchdowns for the Bucs in 2014. Utah State ran for 966 yards on 165 carries and 9 touchdowns. He is now a Green Bay Packer. So there you have a couple of Blinn Buccaneers who went in the attitude. And we'll be back to wrap things up right after this.
Let's say you suddenly need to see a doctor. Maybe you're feeling under the weather, or you have a bug that you can't seem to shake. Or worse, maybe your child has come down with something. Point is, you know you need to see a doctor. But how do you go about choosing the primary care doctor that's right for you? You'll want a clinic that's nearby, and it'll have to accept your insurance plan. Well, look no farther than Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics. With numerous locations throughout the area, you'll find them everywhere you are. You'll also find something that other clinics don't have, the Baylor Scott & White Health name. That means each clinic is part of a large network of physicians, specialists, and advanced technology. We even make it possible for you to manage your care with our online patient portal. Baylor Scott & White Health primary care clinics have multiple locations, many with extended hours to fit your needs. And we accept most insurance plans. So when you need medical care, choose Baylor Scott & White Health. Visit bswdocs.com to find the location nearest you.
For 127 years, Brenham has celebrated Mayfest. German costumes, German music and dancing, German food, and German soda water. Hear what's going on even when you're not there when you tune into KWHI 1280 during the Saturday parade and the May Festival on Friday and Saturday. These live broadcasts and reports are brought to you by Thielemann Construction, Stegen Thielemann Plumbing, Sonic Drive-In, Uniques, and Cruzy Village. Enjoy yourself the German way at the Brenham Mayfest.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. We want to thank our guests for joining us tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Coach Jamie Maurer and members of the Brenham Cubet softball team as they get ready for the area round of the playoffs against College Station. Again, those games will be Friday in College Station, Saturday at Alumni Field here in Brenham, and you can hear them live on KWHI and KWHI.com. So that'll do it for Heine Mnuchin, his all-star band, and for our Sportsline mascot, Mookie the Rabbit Badger. I'm the sports doc, Ed Pothel. We'll see you again next week here on the Brenham Sportsline. Same bat time, same bat channel.